Herzlich willkommen zum Eidos Media Draußentester Podcast. Heute geht es nach Locarno ins Tessin. Genauer gesagt, ich nehme euch mit auf das legendäre Locarno Film Festival. Das existiert bereits seit 77 Jahren und immerhin seit 5 Jahren gibt es da auch eine ganz besondere Zusammenarbeit zwischen Naturwissenschaftlern und audiovisuellen Künstlern. Von letzteren, also von den Künstlern, gibt es auf dem Festival jeweils im August eine riesige Anzahl an Teilnehmern. Von den Wissenschaftlerinnen und Wissenschaftlern dagegen nur 5. Aber immerhin. Seit 2019 sendet das Schweizer Nationale Forschungszentrum NCCR Molecular Systems Engineering der ETH Zürich und der Universität Basel Nachwuchswissenschaftler, das sind dann Doktorierende oder auch Postdocs, auf das Filmfestival Locarno, damit die sich insgesamt 10 Tage lang mit den Kunstschaffenden und auch mit den Medien vor Ort vernetzen. Eine ganz außergewöhnliche Zusammenarbeit ist das und auch eine ganz besonders erfolgreiche. Ich spreche jetzt gleich mit Stefano Knuchel vom Locarno Film Festival. Er ist unter anderem Leiter der Locarno Filmmakers Academy und mitverantwortlich für diesen Kunst- und Wissenschaftsaustausch. Diesen Podcast gibt es übrigens bebildert auf unserem Draußentester YouTube-Kanal zu sehen und bei allen gängigen Podcast-Anbietern zu hören. Hello, Stefano Knuchel. How are you doing? How is Ticino?
Hello, Professor Ralf Stutzky. Ticino is fine. It's waiting for you and all the young researchers to come.
Yes, Stefano, you were talking about the researchers already. This is what we are going to talk about, this very unique collaboration that we started about 5 years ago in 2019, bringing young scientists, natural scientists, mostly PhDs and postdocs from all over Switzerland, who all are affiliated with the NCCR, Molecular Systems Engineering, to the Locarno Film Festival for 10 days, for the whole time of the festival. Yeah, and interact and meet and greet with artists. Well, looking back on the past 4 years, we're in the 5th year now, what was the experience like, both for you personally and for the Locarno Film Festival?
Well, first of all, I must say that this collaboration for me is very meaningful and I think also emblematic, because 5 years ago when I came up with the idea of making a base camp at the Locarno Film Festival, even the Locarno Film Festival weren't really didn't understand the idea of the project, because nowadays, we speak a lot about interdisciplinarity, the importance of getting outside of your lane. We talk a lot about it, but maybe we don't practice it a lot. As a matter of fact, everyone wants some diversity, some like new ideas, but still they should fit the same scheme all over and over and over. So even for the festival, the idea of saying we bring 200 young creatives from Switzerland and from all over the world. Yes, indeed, some of them will work with cinema in very different fields of cinema, but some will work with contemporary arts. Some will work more on the ethics aspect, on the research aspect. There are curators. And I was trying to broaden the scope of person who can interact with cinema. And that's the moment we were also in a conversation for another element. We had a talk in the Locarno Film Festival. And then we came up with this idea of why not invite young researchers. So at that moment, like for everyone, it seems a little bit like far-fetched. Like, are we playing exotic or would it make sense? The truth is, in a very artistic and experimental approach, we decided just to give it a go, to assume that people who have a brain will react and interact with the situation. And actually, I think we both had the feeling on the first year that this was absolutely great, because all the differences turned out to be exactly elements of conversation. So it was like in very different realities, like the ones in the lab and the one of people creating art, were somehow having a conversation on elements that both find common, the form would be completely different. But let's say, for example, this element of improvising in art, it's very important to improvise. Improvising as in jazz music, that means you know about the music, you know about the theory, you know about the sound, and then you improvise. So you're not like improvising because you have no clues, you know? The same goes, I think, for research, which I'm not, of course, an expert at all, even after 5 years on in this conversation. But there is also this idea of having an idea or something which, that is not there, that cannot be confirmed yet, but needs to be researched. So this is funny because in the end, even though it's very different mindset, different realities, they found a way to have this communication.
Mm-hmm. Now, Stefano, the young scientists become part of what is called Basecamp. And Basecamp is part of the Locarno Film Festival. Maybe you could give us a brief overlook and an overview of what is the Locarno Film Festival and what is Basecamp as a part of it?
So Locarno Film Festival is one of the oldest film festivals in the world. It has 77 years now, so started right after the Second World War. And it's known as the capital city of auteur cinema in the world, which means, yes, you would have some blockbusters in the Piazza Grande, which is like the largest outdoor venue in the world, where every night 7,000 to 8,000 people come together to watch movies. But in the theaters during the day, you would see the most daring, original, diverse cinema that you can find in the world. So this has always been true to Locarno, and especially looking for new languages, new voices, new realities. That's really our specialty. I think that the Basecamp, what the Basecamp brings is that cinema can be two things. One is like cinema for cinephiles, cinema for the cinema industry. And then there is cinema as a culture, because through cinema, there are people who bring testimonies through cinema, which are not only made by people who work in cinema day one until retirement, which actually you must know in cinema, no one ever retires. You know? that's one thing. It's never over in cinema. So we wanted to have cinema as a place of knowledge, because now it's more than a century that cinema exists. It has developed technologically in relation to the storytelling, in relation to also the values that it can convey. There are many elements that speaks about society and with society, and that's really what the Basecamp is about, especially the young people, the emerging talents, the new values, new points of view, how to make them visible, how to make them interact with the body of the festival and the knowledge that cinema brings, you know. And this is incredibly valuable for cinema right now, because cinema, they say cinema is in a crisis. Cinema has always been in crisis. I mean, always. I can't remember of a time cinema was not in crisis, because it's a lively industry. It talks about the world, and the world is eternally in crisis. So it reacts to the world. But what is true is that right now we have like all the challenges all at once on all fronts. So that's why the conversation must be more and more open to other realities, other point of view, other ways of interacting with what cinema as a culture could bring.
Mm-hmm. Now, at first glance, science and cinema are two completely different planets. Looking back on the past years working together with us, is that true?
Well, it might seem from outside, but actually, I tell you just one thing. The 20th century changed completely the representation of the world because of one scientific research, which was the microscope. The microscope allowed to enter the body. And for the first time, we could film the body and the inside of the body. This was like a complete change in the perception of reality. And photograph and cinema profited from that element, the microscope, to enter. And the microscope also allowed, even in medical research, you know, it was centuries ago, it was absolutely taboo to go beneath the skin, that would be like a terrible thing to do. And so the 20th century, through this technique and through all the horrors that happened in that century, we saw death, we saw inside the body. And so in that moment, I think that changed everything, you know, because one might say, yeah, but you're talking something that is so like maybe like generic, like too wide. No, actually, these are the things that completely change how society reflects itself through cinema and through audiovisual. And so this technical aspect is very important. So scientific research has a lot of, it's almost horrible to say, but like the Second World War was the biggest improvement in cinema history because there was such a deployment in research, technical research, that the cinema that came out of the Second World War was completely different. Also, the social structure was completely different. So what I want to say is that we can't think of cinema only as a thing for the nerds, thing for the techies, things for people from cinema. Cinema interacts with the world. And so, and also, I must say specifically about scientific research, we are come to the point in which reality really goes further than imagination, you know? And we had many movies like anticipating the future in the past, and they were like ahead of their time. I feel that now cinema is behind the reality of the time, of what happens in the research labs. And also we were talking about it, Ralf, it's about science, it's about research, but it's also about ethic. Ethic is a very important point that happens right now. So I think this conversation is absolutely relevant because cinema risks of being irrelevant because it speaks about something like a dreamy situation that was in the 20th, 19th century. This is a different century. And scientists are even bigger star than the stars of cinema right now. So there's also in terms of storytelling, science fiction has become much more complex and diverse. And filmmakers go more and more into the research field to get their ideas, both for blockbusters, but also for very niche movies about research that you can find in festivals like Locarno. So now I just scraped the surface. We can go deep and deep and deep and see how many connections there are. There are a lot, actually.
Mm. Now, we are very much looking forward to coming to Locarno again. You already know we try to bring along a new pal, a robot called OT2. We're not going to talk too much about this right now, but we're looking forward to the exchange with the artist and our scientists there. Stefano, the new edition of the festival will be in August again. Traditionally, it's in August this year in 2024, from August 7th to the 17th. And I've had the privilege to visit the festival a couple of times, and it's really a fascinating experience in Locarno. Locarno, this beautiful place in Ticino, the Lago Maggiore, in sight of the festival actually, and of the Piazza Grande, where at night up to 8,000 people can watch films. I said already a lot about the beauty of Locarno, but if you could invite the people who are watching this video, why should they come to Locarno this year? What would your answer be?
Well, when we ask ourselves, what is a festival for? What would you expect from a festival when you go there? To make it very in a nutshell, we say you have to come out with a new idea, you know, so that you come there and then when something new in your knowledge, in your brain, in your feeling about reality being added to your knowledge. So when I say that, I'm not saying like, oh, you should come because you have the best auteur cinema in the world, because I wouldn't talk only to cinephiles. I think this festival also, because of its shape, which is very, very, very unique, because people really live together like in this SimCity game, you know, like for 10 days is like a social reality that takes place there. With everything is changed in terms of social relations. And there are so much more opportunities than just watching movies. And also, I would say, not only watching movies, but understanding movies, interacting with people who make the movies, with the process of making it. There will be things about immersive creation, about artificial intelligence, but also a lot of talks about ethics, about the evolution of society and how we could communicate and how people can be active also on social platform, but really also as people promoting ethics through activism. So all these elements come together to make it a very lively festival, which is really definitely not limited only to cinephiles. So I think if you go in this festival and you go there with an open mind, your mind will receive something. There will be a benefit that you would leave with. I can bet that.
Well, let's all go to Locarno and meet there. It's going to be worth our time. It's going to be worth everyone's time. I can assure you of that. Stefano Knuchel, a filmmaker, head of the Locarno Filmmakers Academy, project manager of Basecamp, a man with 1,000 talents. Thank you so much. We're looking forward to seeing each other very soon.
Thank you very much. And just a note, I have a lot of talent, but if you put me in a lab, I will be totally useless.
Okay, it's the only one, but we'll teach you this year again.
I know, I'm trying.
Goodbye. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.